It's about 3:20 on day 10, which is a Monday. I can't remember what the date is. I'm riding in a westerly direction now, descending from the Atherton Plateau in Queensland. So I've reached my most northerly point, and now I'm heading west across the top of Australia. I just actually stopped and took my rain jacket off, and so I was starting to get it a little bit warm, and it didn't look like it was going to rain again today. And as soon as I've got back on the bike, it started spitting with rain, so I may have to make another stop in a minute. Depends how heavy it gets. It's been a fairly tough day riding wise so far today. I've done about 165k, which I'm quite pleased with in terms of the terrain negotiated, but which still leaves me quite a long way to go if I want to hit my average of 300 a day. I started out from Cairns this morning. I stayed in a motel on the southern side of Cairns last night. I didn't leave quite as early as I hoped. I got up at 3, but because I had trouble getting an internet connection on my laptop last night, I left it out and tried again this morning, and I did get a connection, so I did my sent in my reports and read my email before I left. That meant I didn't get going until about 4:30 a.m. I then sort of headed out north through Cairns, which was just starting to stir a bit, a few people heading for work. But as usual, leaving early gave me a fairly fast run through the city, apart from hitting a couple of traffic lights. Then just north of Cairns, the Highway 1, which I'm following, turns left and heads up into the Great Dividing Range. Cairns is backed quite closely by the Great Dividing Range, sort of between the sea and the mountains, which are up to 1,000 metres high. So it's quite a spectacular topography. Anyway, I knew I was in for a solid day's climbing, and that proved to be the case. The first stretch was quite steep switchbacks, going up through rainforest to Kuranda. In the dark, mostly, and when I got near the top, there was just enough light to look back over the lights of Cairns. It was quite a pretty picture. Fair bit of cloud around, and some drizzle. Once you get past Kuranda, you sort of come out on the Atherton Tableland. Tableland implies a flat top. I guess it depends on your perspective. From a cyclist point of view, it's not too flat, but it does open out into a mix of sort of farming country and little forests, rainforest sections, sort of in valleys and along the road and so on. So, and you get quite good views because you're often climbing up over ridge lines and so on. It's a very fertile area, so all of the stores have, all of the farms have their farm stalls out the front, and it seemed like you could just buy about everything. From memory, there are all the vegetables you could think of: potatoes, pumpkins, broccoli, onions. Lots of fruit, avocados, mangoes, custard apples, oranges, nuts, macadamias, other kinds of nuts, quite a lot of coffee grown up there, and some tea as well, so a bit of everything. Anyway, so it was an interesting ride, although it was hard work because it was mostly uphill. The plateau sort of gradually gets higher as you head southwards, which is what I was doing once I'd been through Kuranda. And along those climbs where you think you're at the top and you come around a corner and then you see this other huge climb up in front of you, it can be a bit demoralising. And the wind was a southeasterly, so I had that in my face a lot of the time too, which meant slow progress. Also, as the morning wore on, it got wetter and windier. So it was quite bleak in the southern areas. The highest point I go to is near Raventoe, which is the highest town in Queensland. And there's a big wind farm on the top of the highest point on the road. And it was pretty bleak up there. I stopped and took a picture, but I was shivering by the time I left. So since then I've been heading west. As I said, descended quite a lot from the tableland, and I'll continue to descend, although descent means a downhill followed by an uphill, which isn't quite as big as the downhill, and that in succession for quite a long period of time. The countryside's already changed dramatically. Now it's lightly timbered brown grass grazing land. Still a few farms and things around, and a bit of traffic on this road. It's a tourist road out to the Undara National Park, where the volcanic lava tubes and all volcanic craters are. And there's a bit of truck traffic as well, but definitely nothing like the traffic I've had all the way up the east coast. So it's quite relaxing, not having trucks and cars whizzing past you in both directions the whole time. It's still spitting, but it's definitely warmer here than it was up on the tableland. I'm going to stop at Mount Garnet, which is a town I'll get to in about another hour, and have myself a lunch / dinner there, and then buy a bit of food to take with me, and just see how far I can get tonight by about 9 or 9:30, and then I think I'll just camp by the road for the night and get up early and keep going tomorrow. There's another town, Mount Surprise, that's about 122k past Mount Garnet. I may be there too early in the morning to get any food, so I'll have to buy food to get me to the next town after Mount Surprise. I can't remember where that's. I think it might be Georgetown, maybe it's Croydon. Anyway, I'll have to make sure in Mount Garnet that I judge it right. I don't want to be stuck somewhere either with no food or having to wait for somewhere to open so I can get this food. That's it for now.